Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Brian and Sherry 5.0. Online 24/7 at BrianSherryShow.com. This is Brian and Sherry 5.0. Here are your hosts, Brian Shepherd and Sherry Johnson.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash show. I am so excited. Happy birthday to my most wonderful co-host, Brian Shepherd. Happy birthday, Brian.
Hello, thank you. I'm here. Thanks.
And how has your day been going?
My day has been going very well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love to hear when people have a great birthday. You know, you've got one special day for you. Well, you probably share it with thousands of people, but I mean, it's your day. It's your special day. And I'm so happy to hear you've had a great day. And the weather was like fantastic today here in the Northeast. So,
yeah.
So what'd you do? What type of fun? What's going on? You're smiling from ear to ear.
I really didn't do much. I worked today. So today was my second day at my new job, which is absolutely fantastic. So I had a great time. I worked until the afternoon, so I was out around 2 o'clock, and then I pretty much just went home, got ready to go out to dinner. So I went out to dinner and then I came back home. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. They're starting to pile in now that I've shared the show. Yeah, I went out to eat. My sister visited with me for a little while. And then, I had to get ready for the show and whatnot. So.
Oh, that's good. But I heard you also had cake,
I did have cake. Yes.
Like one of your favorite things. You know, when I think of Brian, I think of cake because Brian loves cake so, so much. Is it the cake, Brian, or is it the frosting? I meant to ask you that. Or is it both?
Yeah, it's both.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, guys, just so you know, I've kind of taken over the studio tonight, so I am trying to get everything organized. Brian, I see your stress now. There is a lot going on here in the studio, and I'm just trying to keep up with everyone and everything, and it's fun. But wow, this is new to me.
Well, it's different for me because normally up on my screen, I have the studio's up on the screen and I know who's calling in and who's not calling in and control of the show. And I don't have that tonight. So I have no control. I can't see anything. I don't know what's happening tonight. So, yeah.
How does it feel to be on the other side of things?
I have been hijacked. I've been bamboozled.
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Facebook Live. We have Katie. Hello, Katie. Thanks, Katie. She says, nice stuff to peep friends. Yes, my peep friends are with me tonight for my birthday show. My sister is watching and we have Sherry, but there's six people watching. So,
excellent. I'm just going to talk a little bit here, a couple minutes. I do have a surprise for Brian and I hope you all enjoy the show tonight. It's going to be a little bit different than our normal show. But you'll see. Now, Brian, if something's required of you tonight, I hope you brought your ears, your happy Mickey ears, because at some point I want you to put them on.
Okay.
And place with your birthday hat, you know?
Okay, I will do. Will do.
And by the way, your hair is like on point tonight. I just got to let you know. It's looking great. Really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks
nice.
Later.
For real? Oh, wow.
I know. I spend a lot, so yeah.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it.
I do. I do. So, yeah.
Sorry. I'm looking at the board. I got some people coming at me. So, Brian, I want you to just sit back and relax. And tonight, I'm going to share with you, a first caller was called in with area code 323. I'm going to bring you on right now. Hi, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash. Are you there?
This is Jason Stewart.
This is Jason Stewart. Hi, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for asking me to be on it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Brian, here's your special guest. What do you think?
Jason, well, happy birthday, Jason. Tom, rather. I'm Jason.
Oh, well, it's Brian, actually. I confuse Jason a little bit. So I apologize. There's the Tom and Sherry show, there's Sherry Clip, and this is the Brian and Sherry show, and it's Brian's birthday tonight.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
Confused.
Go ahead, Brian.
Show?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Jason, can you
Did
tell our list? Yeah, can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, so that they know who Jason Stewart is if they don't already? I'm sure they do, but.
Well, I'm an actor and a comedian, and I've been openly gay for around 25 years. I've been in over 200 film and TV shows, and I'm celebrating the anniversary this year. And I'm calling into you guys to talk
so
about some
awesome.
Of the upcoming dates that are coming up.
Good.
You guys are in the Northwest.
We are the Northeast, actually. We're in Massachusetts.
Northeast.
We are on the border of New York.
Well, I'm going to be. I did a little film called Hank, which is a little drama that's going to be in the Wicked Queer Film Festival this weekend. So that's sort of cool. That's sort of close. If your guys are in Boston, that's sort of close to where you guys are.
Yeah. About 3 hours, right, Brian?
Is this Jason Stewart, the one from, oh, Jesus. You told me what he was in, and I knew it right
He's
away.
He's in a lot.
Well, no, there was one, obviously, that stuck out for me. I think it wasn't it the coffee date or something like that?
Yes, I was in Coffee Date. Oh, it was around 12 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It was one
yeah.
of the first big supporting roles that I ever had, yeah. So you didn't know I was coming
that.
On the show, Brian?
No.
I made it a surprise.
Oh.
Yes. I had
okay.
to be Brian's surprise tonight. Yeah. But.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's a. I didn't know that. Well, Brian doesn't seem to know who I am, so it's a.
Oh no! I no.
I don't know what a big
me,
surprise
I
am to him. I think it's a bigger
yeah.
surprise.
I do in fact know who you are. We've talked about you.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
Off the show, so yeah, no. But it took me a second. I'm like, wait a minute, this is the actor that we talked about from Coffee Date. Because I remember that movie, because she was like, oh, yeah, he was in blah, blah, blah,
a long
Coffee
time
Date.
Ago,
I was like,
yeah.
Coffee Date? I know that movie.
Cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Now, Jason, I definitely am going to be, hopefully, if you're still for it, doing you a full interview tomorrow night. So I hope we can still do that.
Oh, we're doing another interview. I think.
Another.
Oh,
yes.
I thought we were doing it tonight. Oh, we're on the air
yeah,
right now, are we not?
We are. Yes. Yes,
we
are live right now. We're
okay.
live on Facebook. And we are on Blog Talk Radio. So, and.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brian. Another one. So, I just want to say thank you, you know, so much for calling in and giving Brian his birthday. Happy birthday. So,
okay, well, Brian,
I really
happy birthday.
It.
Well, thank you. Oh.
And if anybody else wants to know anything about me, you can go to jasonstewart.com, S-T-U-A-R-T. And cool. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The strangest interview I've ever had. This has been the oddest. I feel like I'm calling into some show on Saturday Night Live. I thought these guys are teasing me. Okay. Well, this is very odd.
We kind of are like that. The show is very open. We like to talk about a lot of different things. And, you know, but tomorrow night the show will be all about you. And I want you to give us
okay.
a full report. So this is great. And
it's
a lot
okay,
of people listening tonight
so
are also listening. You're welcome. Thank you so
right,
much. And
wonderful.
Have a great night, Jason. Thank
you.
You
too, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, excellent. I have another caller for you, Brian. So everyone just hang tight, okay? I have a caller with area code 309. Welcome to the show tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Hey, Brian. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. You know who this is?
Of course I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Sylvia Schultz.
It is. Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Sylvia,
so what
thank
are
you,
you
so
doing
much
to
for
celebrate? Well, sure thing. Yeah, I couldn't miss that. So how are you celebrating besides doing a show tonight?
Yeah, really, that's pretty much all I've done. Well, no, I mean, I've done things during the day. I mean, I went to work and then went out to dinner and then had some cake and visited with some family. So, and now I'm doing this show that I have absolutely no control over. Yay! So.
Awesome, right? This is what happens.
Well, I'm glad you got
over.
Cake. You ought to have cake on your birthday. Definitely.
Have to have cake, yes.
Yes. Well, Sylvia, thank you so much for calling in tonight and wishing him a happy birthday.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me.
You're
take
welcome.
Care, you guys.
You
bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what do you think so far, Brian?
Oh, my God. So I've had Jason Stewart, confused Jason Stewart. Sorry, Jason. And then we just had Sylvia Schultz on the show. Thank you so much, Sylvia. So I'll make sure to send her a message thanking her. So, yeah, I'm not liking this no control thing. So this is crazy.
Have more, Brian.
Okay, let me just give a quick shout out to people on Facebook Live. Hello to everyone watching on Facebook Live. So our numbers are going up. Jennifer Lawner, hello. Mark Labrum, hello. Kayla, my sister. Jamie Nurnberg, our number one fan. James Wheeler. We have Lisa Clayton. Lisa, we need to chit-chat later because we were going to hijack your Facebook Live video by saying hello, but we couldn't comment on anything. It wouldn't let us comment, so we'll talk about that later. But tonight is all about people calling in and saying hello, apparently. I don't know exactly what else is going on. Sherry has full control. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee. I have Peep Donuts here that I probably am not going to eat because it looks as if though they've been sitting there all day. I have my Peep friends right here behind me celebrating with me. So, but that's for something totally different. We'll talk about that maybe a little later in the show. So just be nice to my deep friends there. Okay, going.
All right, we have a long list, Brian, so hold tight. All right, I'm now bringing on the line, caller with area code 38. Hi, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you.
You know who that is. Let's see if you can guess. Brian, I can't see you.
Well, maybe it's a good thing because I have a look of just like I know the
voice. You do.
I can't see the full phone number or I'm not
right. No control. I love this.
Keep talking.
Come on, Brian. Let's get some tutus on and paint the town red.
Jennifer. Jennifer Lawner. Yeah, I knew it was you.
No, you didn't.
You and your smart ass remarks. Mm-hmm.
So,
I thought you were watching.
You're smart ass and a dumb ass.
Oh, my Lord. That's true.
I had a call. Sherry told me to call you at 9:05 to wish you a happy birthday, so that's what I'm doing.
That's right. Well, Jen, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thanks, Jen.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Brian.
No, all right.
You too.
Bye.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. How many people?
You guys are so awesome for calling in. If anyone's listening and they would like to call in, just get in touch with me, private message me, I'll send you a number.
Great. I'm just coming out with our phone number.
All right.
Call in. Hey, why not?
You are so red right now. It's great. I have never seen you this red before. You okay?
Yeah, it's hot in here.
It's great. All right, I am now going to bring on the person with area code number 775.
Oh, I don't know that one. I don't think.
Hi, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash.
Hey, Brian. You know, if you ever lose control, man, you just got to remember Sherry's safe word is penguin. So.
Brian.
I'll try to remember that.
Can you guess who this is?
Oh,
my goodness.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Cool, Brian, we hosted a show together.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do know who this is.
Who is that?
This is...
Oh my gosh.
Wait, James Mack?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's James Mack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, James.
Hey. So happy birthday, man. So it's the
thank you.
One of the few times that the guy has to blow instead of the woman. It's fine. For the candles.
Yeah.
And
are you driving?
I wrote these jokes earlier today. I am, but you're on my Bluetooth. So
okay.
I'm actually coming back from my show right now. So
that's so nice you called in. Thank you.
Yeah. And I wrote these jokes just for you. So there you go.
Aw.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, drive.
Happy birthday, man.
Drive careful. Thank you. Drive careful, James.
Yeah.
Always.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. You too.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. That's awesome.
Oh, Sherry, I'm going to get you. comedian James Mack, that was who was just on the line. I don't know if anyone can hear them, but people are just coming onto the line. So far we've had James Stewart, actor James Stewart, and comedian, I believe he said, comedian and actor James Stewart? Is that what he said? Okay. All right. And then we had Sylvia Schultz. And then we had Jennifer Lawner, who is also in our chat room as well, watching the video. So thanks, Jen. And then we just had comedian James Mack, who's co-hosted with me, which I should have known his voice. I feel bad because if these people are on the line and I say, oh, no, I don't know who you are, when I actually do, this is terrible because I can't see anything.
You're doing great. You're really doing wonderful. So I just love how red your face is right now.
Well, we're not doing this again next year.
Oh, yes. Oh, Brian, we have to get back to the lines.
Your birthday is coming up. Just want to let you know that. Okay. All right, here we go. Moving up.
Here we go.
Or?
We got more. Okay, next is caller with area code number 239. Hi, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash.
Pizza Hut, who's this?
We would like a large pizza, extra cheese.
Hey, it's TJ. It's your other co-host. Brian, you're my arch nemesis. You're stealing my co-pod co-host. What do you want to call it? Co-pod. I love you, man. I'm just kidding. Can I sing you a song that I just wrote? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. I just wrote that shit right now. It's really original, I'm sure.
That's okay.
Hey, I got to go, guys. I got to get up on stage. I got like one person I got to get up on stage. I love you guys. And I was just kidding about the arch nemesis thing. I love – dude, Sherry is awesome, and you are awesome, and we're all awesome, basically.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
Good luck tonight.
Has anyone else saying happy birthday to you, or am I the first one?
No, second.
I'm the second. Ah, oh, fuck. All right, guys. Well, enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy your birthday, and I hope it's the best one ever.
Thank you very much. I will.
Bye, TJ. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. He's getting ready to go on stage, so he's getting all ready.
Oh, so another comedian.
Yeah, that was Tom.
Yes.
TJ, yep. Yep. So that was Tom.
That was Tom from the Tom and Sherry Show?
Yes.
I've never heard him.
I know. That's why I knew you wouldn't know who it was. So he said TJ, but yeah. Yeah, it's Tom from Tom and Sherry Show. That's right. Yeah, that's why he said that. You've never even been able to talk to him before. So that was your first time actually even talking to him.
Well, then I need to be a guest on the Tom and Sherry Show.
Well, absolutely. But of course.
Yeah, I know it. Because I'm good like that. Let's see.
So. You are.
Hello, everyone. No one's really saying anything. I think they're just sitting back like me and just watching the show because I'm not doing anything. So, not
that's
yet.
Right. Well, we got more people to come on and they who want to say something to you.
You have more people.
I do.
Oh, boy.
So,
these people.
You have to guess. You guys don't tell him your name. Let him see if he can figure out who you are, if he has spoken to you before. If not, give him a clue.
You know how many people I have spoken to, though?
All right. Here we go. We're going on to the next caller, number 413-441. Welcome to Brian's birthday bash.
What?
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
Happy birthday, Brian. This is your biggest fan, Jamie. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you had a really good day.
Thank you. I did, now that you've called in.
Aw.
Our number one fan.
That's awesome. That was
fine. Oh, that was a quick phone call?
Who?
He's not there anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm still here.
Where did you go, Jamie? Oh, there
you
go.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I hope we get to go on some more trips this year, Brian.
I hope so. That would be nice.
Yeah.
We'll go wherever you want to go. How about that?
Cool.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Our biggest fan, number one fan. Okay. So now it's complete. Your biggest fan. But we saw more people on the line.
What do you mean there's more people on the line?
There is more people on the line. So just hang tight. Here we go, because we are bringing on area code 413-229. Hi, and welcome to Brian's Birthday Bash. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Just wanted
Brian.
To tell him happy birthday.
Does he, can he figure out who you are? Hmm.
He should.
Really? Am I supposed to know? Some people are going to be very upset after their phone call. Like, he didn't even know who I was.
That's what makes this funny. That's what this is all about. Can you give him a clue?
Oh, he'll be visiting tomorrow.
Oh, my Jesus. My aunt.
Yep.
I didn't even recognize your voice.
I was going to say, you should recognize my voice.
And you know what?
You talk almost every day.
I know, but you sound different on the radio. And I should have known by the freaking phone number. I'm like, 229. I'm like, I don't know. Okay.
That's why I called from the house phone. Figuring you might not remember it.
Do you
have a visual on Brian
happy
right
birthday?
Now? My other
I will let you go. Winner? I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
You didn't even recognize your aunt's voice? Oh, my.
How the hell did you get her to call in? Oh, whatever. I'm very surprised. I've never asked her to call into my show ever because I didn't think she ever would. But now I know. So
see
thanks,
how cool?
Thanks to my Aunt Steph for calling in. I didn't even know it was her. Oh, Lord. I'll hear about it tomorrow. Thanks, Jeremy. Jeremy,
right.
Happy birthday. Wait, what?
We have more.
We're not done.
We are not done.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Kayla said she knew it was Aunt Steph. Say she knew.
I'm sorry.
So in trouble.
How are you seeing comments? Because I can't.
I can see it.
No. All I have up here is Jeremy Knox saying happy birthday.
Oh, no. There's more.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read your comments, folks, for some odd reason. It stopped.
Sometimes there's a delay, Brian, when you're on the other side. Like, see, you're sitting on the other side of the board this time, and that's what I get. Like, sometimes I don't see all the comments, and there's a major delay. Do you see the delay?
Yeah, Actually, I am watching on Facebook. Okay. Well, let's continue, I guess, with the call-ins.
Okay, here we go. And next, our caller has an area code number of 813. Hi, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Happy birthday, handsome. Can I get that purple peep right in the middle there?
Oh, Lisa, no, you can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, how come you can pick me out of the blue when I was even using a little accent?
Because I know your voice too well.
Oh,
nice.
Whatever.
Although
you can't share no peeps with me.
Oh. No, those peeps.
I wait on hold for over 6 minutes to say happy birthday to you, and I'm typing, and I'm watching you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're not responsible for any hold times.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Happy birthday, big fella.
Thank you.
Aww. Thank you, Lisa. That was so nice.
All right.
See, everyone's calling. Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you. Aww.
I have a peep for her.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, Brian, we have another caller. I have to get on because they've been on the longest. So they're dying to get on and wish you a happy birthday. So from caller 210 area code, welcome to Brian's birthday bash.
210. 20 what?
210 area code. Ooh. See if he can remember.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Happiest birthday to you. You don't look a day over 16.
Oh, I like.
I have no idea. I really don't. If I don't even know my own aunt's voice, what makes me so sure I'm going to remember other people sharing?
I know.
Now.
It was fun.
It's fun.
Okay.
Who? What?
Gray or Vaughn?
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, hi, Gray.
Hello.
Awesome.
Happiest birthday to you.
Thank you.
Did you have to call the fire department for your cake?
No, because I don't eat candles.
Oh, okay.
You know, they now make those number candles. He doesn't have to put them all on there anymore.
I don't believe those.
Right? Nice nope. Save. Nice save.
Nope.
Yeah, oh, I'm funny. So glad that I was able to talk to you on the day that you know, your parents blessed us with you. And I hope that you have a very, very awesome day and much luck to you in the next coming year because you're only as young as you feel, you know?
That's true. I feel old.
No, you don't. Never. You're not a day over four, I promise. We won't tell anybody.
Our secret.
Our secret, definitely. But many blessings to you, and I just wanted to, touch base with you and just say I'm so grateful you're here. And, take lots of pictures, eat lots of cake, because I gave it up for Lent, so I can't have any. Totally jealous.
Mm.
So, yeah, aww. I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I will talk to you guys soon.
All
great.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Whew. Well, that was a huge list, Brian. So how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Yeah. Your color is starting to get better now, just so you know.
It is warm here. Just a little bit. So
I don't have any more callers at this moment, so we can take a pause.
Oh, thank God. That was torture. Absolute torture.
That was torture?
Yes.
Oh, come on, we gotta get more people calling in then. Come on. So Brian, last week you actually were talking about the peeps and you had wrote to them and they had responded. What came about all that?
Well, stuffed peeps. What are you talking about, Lisa? So everybody knows that I've been on this Twitter war with peeps. And I follow them on Twitter, and I talk about them all the time. I eat them all the time. I collect them all, as you can see. Trust me, there's more, but I did not put them out. I only want them to follow us back on Twitter. Just follow me. That's all you got to do. I have been a loyal, dedicated fan, and all you need to do is just follow me back. That's it. So I emailed peeps themselves again, but this time I actually got a response, okay? So they emailed me back the next day and said, thank you so much for being a dedicated fan of the Peeps brand, and we're going to send you, you know, a care pack, a gift box of all of our latest Peeps and blah, 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 blah. So not even 2 days later after the email. So I got this box. Okay, it was mailed to me, as you can see, by UPS. And there's still Peeps in there. But anyway, so I got all those Peeps that you see, pancakes and syrup, root beer float, blue raspberry, and then cotton candy, and I ate packages already. But I'm not telling you what, it's just between us. But there's still more in here. So it was very nice of them to send me this box of goodies from Peeps. So I put all of my Peeps I love Peeps up, because I was going to take a picture of all the stuff that they sent me and put them put it up on Twitter to get them to follow me. Now, I told the woman in the email, thank you so much, you know, for, you know, sending me, you know, the Peeps and whatnot. All I need is for them to like me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. That's all I want. So she must have thought I was crazy or something, like I'm a crazy person. Yeah, she said that's a totally different department, but yet she'll pass a note along to the people in the media department. So I think the same day that she responded to me, they liked one of the posts that I put of Pete's. They liked it. They did not follow me. So I'm still in this war with them to get them to – I don't know what more I need to do, except physically go down there and say, look, you need to follow me. I'm not leaving the building until you follow me. I don't understand what's so hard about that. It's either that or I'm just not eating you anymore. And I'm just going to throw these things away or donate them to the freaking Goodwill. No, not the Goodwill. I'd rather keep them. Never mind. You know, come on. But a like is a start. For them to like something that I posted, like this big major company, I'm good with that. So, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So the other thing is Dunkin' Donuts, who I'm not giving you props or anything, but because this thing is like all over the place. So I don't know if you people have seen, but Dunkin' Donuts has introduced the Peeps Donut. So as you can see, this is the Peeps Donut. I don't know if you can see me. Can you see me, Sharon?
Yeah. No.
You see the
donut? Wait. It keeps going in and out, Brian.
Okay. Whatever.
It has a peep on it. Is that what I'm looking at? Okay.
Yeah. So this is the Peep Donut. So it's vanilla glazed frosting with what looks like grass and whatever else. And it's got this tiny little ass peep in the middle that's not even a real peep. That's got to be fake or something. Unless it shrunk because it's been sitting for so long on the rack. But it's like, it's harder than a rock. It's stale.
Oh.
I don't even want it.
It's cute though. I have to say it's
hard. I'm not. I bought two of them. I'm not going to eat them. So, Dunkin' Donuts, you have failed. I'm sorry. They suck, and I will not be eating them. So I don't blame Peeps because it's not Peeps' fault. It's the donuts. I could say more, but I'm not going to say more. Okay, and then they also came out with the Peeps-flavored coffee flavor, okay, which is syrup, like caramel and mocha and all that stuff. So there's a Peeps flavor now, which is supposed to taste like marshmallow, I'm assuming. So I've already had it, and I don't like it. It's disgusting. There's no taste to it. Nothing. So I'm not happy about that. So Dunkin' Donuts has failed. They've failed. Lisa, I worked for Dunkin' Donuts for quite a while, as a matter of fact. I worked for 3 different stores. So I know where the donuts come from. Donuts are delivered to Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts does not make them here. They're made at a different location. That's actually owned by a totally different franchisee. So it's weird because our company has to pay for the donuts, believe it or not. So just to let everybody know, I'm probably going to gross some people out, but that's okay. So donuts are delivered to the store around 3:15, 3:30 in the morning. So when you go at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in the afternoon, you want that French crawler. It's been sitting there since 3:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, donuts have, you know, they can last a little while, you know, if they're in a box or something. You know, when you get a dozen donuts, you keep them on the counter for a day or two, you know, whatever. Eat that plain donut. Throw it in the microwave, you know, for a little while. But donuts sit there forever, and they're not really that good. So if you can avoid eating donuts, which are not good for you anyways, don't eat them. So those are bye-bye donuts. And they're expensive. They're expensive.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's ridiculous. You're better off getting donuts from, like, Price Chopper, Stop and Shop, all that stuff. You know, it's usually fresh. So.
Dang. Well, Brian, we got some more callers.
Oh, geez.
So.
Yay. I'm supposed to be excited because it's all about me.
It is all about you. So be excited.
I'm excited. I'm getting red now because it's really, plus I have a lot of sugar in this coffee. So. Hopefully I know these people. Okay, I have no control, so do whatever you're, do your thing, girl.
Okay, well, caller from 413-822, please join us.
Jesus.
Happy Peeptacular birthday, Brian.
Oh, thank you so much, Katie.
I knew you'd know.
Oh yes, you threw the word "peep" in there.
Of course, I had to do it. So I'm glad you're having a peeptacular birthday.
Oh, I am.
That's good,
Katie.
Anyway,
thank you so much for calling in.
All right, have a good night. I'm listening. Bye.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Oh, isn't that cool?
Katie, our graphic designer.
That was nice. Aw. Well, guess what? I got another caller. So.
Okay.
Take a big deep breath. Let's see if you can figure out this one from area code 860. Welcome to the line.
Hello,
welcome to
Brian.
Brian's birthday.
Happy birthday. Ooh. Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you. 860.
860.
It's my grandmother, isn't it?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday, Brian. I hope you enjoyed your day.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
All right.
Am I gonna see you tomorrow?
Probably not. I got things to do.
Oh. Well. All right. Well, I'll see you at some point,
okay,
then.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Love you. Yeah. Bye.
All right, love you. Bye.
How am I doing, Brian?
I got that one. 860. It took me a second. I'm like, wait a minute. That's what, because I'm thinking of people that normally they watch. They don't call in. So it's
right.
Just. Okay.
Isn't it cool that all these people who are calling have also been on a show calling with famous people? So it's pretty cool for them too. So
yeah,
I thought that was neat. All right. We got another caller, Brian. So we are going to turn to 413, bringing you on the line to Brian's birthday bash. Are you with us?
Hi, Brian. Happy birthday. Brian. You know who I am.
I hope you're my sister.
Yeah. Happy birthday. You're getting younger every day.
I know, aren't I?
No, Brian, are you older or younger?
Older.
Younger.
Oh.
I'm the oldest. Fortunately.
Well, I love you. I hope you had a good day.
I did. I had a very good day.
Good. I can't believe you didn't know I'm Steph.
I'm sorry. It confused me. To me, she sounded different. I didn't realize it was her. So, like I said, I'll have to deal with it tomorrow because I got to go down to her house tomorrow.
Right. All right. Well, give me a call.
Okay.
Love you. Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What was
Bye.
That? Bye.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, Lord, people.
So you having fun, Brian? Is this awesome or what? I love how red you are tonight.
I can't wait for July. July is going to be fantastic. But you got people, but kind of, I'm very happy and pleased at the amount of people who have actually called in and, you know, and the people that you were able to get onto the line.
Yeah. I actually have another caller.
Okay.
So, okay. From area code 423, welcome to Brian's birthday bash.
423.
Well, howdy, y'all. I was calling in for the peep show and I got this.
What is it, Brian?
Daniel.
Hey, how'd you figure it out?
Dan, I've spoken to you so many times on the radio. I know that voice.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of distinctive. Yes. So, happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you very much.
I see you're surrounded by your peep collection.
Yes, I am. And it's not all out either. I still have more, and I just don't know where to put them. But, yeah.
See, I have a whole bunch of Japanese fans and what they call ogi, which are fans in Japan. So I can be surrounded by my fans. You can be surrounded by your peeps.
That's right. I could. How is
You're
that
followed by a lot of peeps.
That's right. How's that coming along there?
I'm sorry, what?
My script. How's my script coming along?
I'm working on it. It's a little harder than I thought it'd be. We're writing it up, but I'm getting it done.
Awesome. Well, I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. How many peeps do you have all together, Brian?
I have too many there, Sherry. and I actually, like, literally got yelled at in the middle of Walmart because I actually went to Walmart. Oh, I stood up. I'm fat. And they have, like, new peeps, and they actually have ones that are bigger than the ones that I actually have now that you're seeing, like, the big ones in the back there. There's one that's actually larger, and I wanted that sucker. And, of course, I was with Damien, and I was like, oh, well, what about this one? He goes, what do you need it for? What do you need it for? Give me a reasonable explanation as to the reason why you need something like that. And I said, you know what? Because I can. It's a peep. It's a giant, literally a giant peep. It's half the size of me. I want it. And it was cheap. But, no, I got yelled at. You don't need no peeps. You got enough peeps. Blah, 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 blah. So I ask you, do I have enough peeps? Or do I need more?
More. Way more.
Well, thanks for calling in, Dan. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, I got a little message from Sherry that said I needed to.
Sherry.
Everybody got messages from me. And if I forgot, message me now and I'll send them a message.
Well, I would have tried
Dan,
to disguise my
so
voice
much.
Better, but
I don't think you did half bad.
No.
Okay.
He didn't.
I think my phone number would have given me away more than anything else.
Yeah, I was kind of afraid to, like, say any more. I'm like, how much does Brian know of his number?
Yeah, I actually don't memorize people's numbers. That's the problem. I write them down, like, if I need them for the show so I know who's calling in, you know, to patch them in or whatever. After that, that paper goes in the garbage. Like, I don't really keep people's phone number. Emails, yes, but I don't keep any really, you know, any phone numbers or anything like that. So she got me with the phone numbers because I don't know them.
I took over the studio so you couldn't see the numbers just in case you did.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. So, Dan, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope everything's going well for you.
It is. I just got signed up for another book fest I'll be doing here in Michigan soon, this coming summer. So,
well,
going to be having fun there.
So we'll have you. We'll definitely have to make time and have you on again and just all your information out again.
Get
That'd be
talking.
Awesome.
Yeah. I always have new stuff.
All the updates. Yeah, you do. You're a very busy person.
Ridiculously
yeah.
busy. But I hope you had a good day, Brian.
I did. I had a very good day, as a matter of fact. Yep.
I avoid birthdays.
Oh, no.
Mine are classic. Mine are classically disasters, so I don't really do much with birthdays.
Oh, but make it a different day. Just tell me.
Well, I'll get off here so you can get some other callers on before it's time up.
All right, Dan. Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. It's always fun to hear from you.
Yep. Bye, all.
Bye.
Wow.
That was author Daniel Payton, who normally is watching the show. He probably is watching the show at the same time as he's calling in. So he's been on the show multiple times. So I know who that was.
Yeah, you picked up even with the accents these people have, so that's good.
Yeah. Some of these people, you can't fool me. You just can't. Some, on the other hand, who are actually related to me, you can. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
People sound different, I think, on the phone and stuff, you know? But
the other thing is that you're probably hearing them better than I am because I'm coming through Skype, so it's not the other way around. See, sometimes you can't hardly hear them sometimes, but I can hear them perfectly fine. So it's reversed. So they're not coming to me for, you know, there's a little bit of a difference. So hello, Johanna. Johanna, my old neighbor. Hello. Thanks for watching the show. Hello to Angela and Crystal. Crystal, I figured Lisa out. Lisa's easy to figure out. So,
well, let's see if you can figure out our next caller, Brian.
Oh, no, another one.
You have a very special guest on the line right now, someone who you recently spoken to. So let's see if we can bring him on. Area code 603. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you? Happy birthday,
good.
Brian.
Thank you.
Now, Brian, can you figure that one out?
Who I recently spoke to?
Yes.
Oh, this is Charles.
Yes, it is.
Right? Yeah, Charles.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You did.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, here's the secret. So in the beginning, I didn't actually know who he was until he kept talking just a little bit more. And I'm like, wait a minute, I know that voice. Only because you said recently and that I listen to every single show that he's been on, only because it's my job. So,
only? I thought it's because you liked my show.
That too. yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm hoping that you guys are coming on. I don't know if Sherry has, like, spoken and threw that invitation out there for the both of you guys, you and Eric, to come
we
on.
Are actually coming back on. Yes.
Awesome sauce.
Next Thursday, right? So everyone knows.
Yeah, April 11th.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. So, yeah, I can't wait for that show. That's going to be a fantastic show because now I get to talk to Eric as well. So, because we didn't get to talk to him last time.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, everyone, make sure to tune in next Thursday, April 11th, to listen to Charles Karen and Eric Parquette Sr., right? And
yes.
Yeah. We are going to have an awesome show. Well, thank you so much, Charles, for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Have a great one, Brian. Happy birthday again, and I'll talk to you guys next Thursday.
Sounds
You're
good.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. It's so cool. Everyone's been calling in. I appreciate this, guys. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
The time is just flying. You know, it's been almost an hour already.
I know. But here's the good thing about being able to have a little bit of control of the show before Sherry took over. I was able to make the show just 30 minutes longer. So this show is going to continue until 10:30, just to let everybody know. So if you're tired and you want to go, you can go at our normal 10 o'clock. But if you want to stick around for that extra special 30 minutes, you can. If we have more people calling in, you can still call in. I'll even have Sherry post the damn number. I don't care. But I have to say that I am, Sherry, I'm very impressed with the people that have called in. It was very nice to hear from Sylvia Schultz, Dan Payton, Charles, Jason Stewart. Yeah, a little confused, but still, very nice to be able to talk to him. And like my aunt, you know, my family and all that stuff. I was kind of hoping for somebody else though.
I know, but that somebody else is doing something very important today. And If you want, I'll talk to you about it after the show. I tried. I tried so hard to get certain people. A lot of my certain people did call in, so I'm so proud. I'm so happy.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy and pleased and excited that, you know, they called in, and I appreciate them calling in. So don't get me wrong, but I was still hoping for, you know, my bro, my person that I really wanted to talk to did not call to the show.
I know.
Okay. I thought that's what was happening at first, so I was getting a little excited. I am excited, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A little, you know, my birthday went from happy to sad. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, we have another caller on the line.
Well, before you bring the next caller on the line, let me just give a shout out to him, because if okay. we're talking about the same person, right? Mac? Yeah. Wait, what's his name? Mac.
Matthew Fiak.
Matthew Fiak.
Yes, he actually is training for America's Got Talent.
Right.
So he couldn't put that off the... Yeah.
Right. So Matthew Fiak is a ukulele player, a musician, plus he sings, right? Okay. That one video where he says, come sit next to me and let me play you a song. I swear he was talking to me, even though it may have been his wife or his kids. I don't care. I just love what he does. I think it's fantastic. And now he's going for America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has been associated with our shows. He's going for America's Got Talent. Hello. And it just, he's a really good looking guy. And I hope he listens to the show, because right now I really don't care. That's my bromance. That is my bromance. Okay. All right. Work's done. So the next caller, oh man, how do we stop this one?
Okay, our next caller is from area code 413. So let's bring that caller on the line. Welcome to Brian's Birthday Bash.
Hi.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thanks, Brian.
What happened?
She says, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well.
He's trying to figure out who you are. That's what's happening.
Yeah, let me guess. It's somebody I know, right?
Yep.
Love it.
Oh my God, Sherry. I can't see anyone's phone numbers. That's the problem.
That'd be cheating.
I know.
I like the purple piece in the background.
Ooh.
Does that give you any hints?
What? I'm sorry, say that again.
Does that give you any hints that I like the purple peep nest in your background?
Well, no, because everyone's been saying that.
You know my mother.
Oh, I knew it was her. Lauren, I knew it was you. Wait, no. Oh, shoot. It's not Lauren. Sounds like Lauren, right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're
Elisa's
close.
Daughter.
You're close to the first letter.
Yeah, you're Elisa's daughter.
Yep.
Oh, God, I forgot your name.
It's Crystal.
Wait, Crystal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really? I should
have
known. You sound like somebody I know. I know.
I sound like my mother.
Almost. Technically, you almost do, yeah. But I didn't think it was you.
It is.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
I feel like it's cool. Did your mother put you up to this?
She did.
Of course. You can go, Lisa.
Well, I hope you have a nice birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I am. Everyone's calling in and saying hello, so it's great.
Was I one of the hardest ones to guess?
No, I couldn't even guess my aunt, for crying out loud. but Crystal, remember that now.
I knew if I had the purple peep, it would give you somewhat of an idea.
Purple peep. Are you the one that said that? No.
That's too funny.
Yeah, I don't remember. I knew somebody said something about a purple peep, but I couldn't remember exactly who it was.
Yep, it was my mother.
Oh my God, it was, wasn't it? Oh, Lisa, I'm going to get you.
Is she with Lisa right now? Crystal.
No, I think she hung up.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, she's sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you with Lisa right now?
No, I'm not. She texted me and told me to call in.
Oh, all right. I'm like a room full of people. But...
Are you at a party?
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that was a good guess, Brian. I mean, you've done wow, extremely well.
Terrible, because I feel bad that these people, you know, are probably thinking, oh my God, they didn't even know who I was.
Yeah,
but Lisa did that on purpose. See, she got me. She stumped me. She did it on purpose. That's okay. But anyways, any more callers?
Not yet.
Oh God. Well, thank you, Crystal, for calling in.
Have you been marking how many callers you've had tonight now?
No, I was keeping track, but I lost track now. I feel bad for the first person.
You've had quite a few. You're going to have to go back and listen to the show. I've completely lost count. I was trying to, and then I got so into it that lost count. You've had a lot, a real lot. I mean, we're going on to an hour and almost 10 minutes. You've had callers after callers, practically.
yeah, pretty much. We've had a lot of callers. I do want to thank James Mack for calling in after just leaving a show. He's always nice to talk to, because that's the one where I like his voice. So,
yeah.
But it was a little confusing at first because I didn't exactly know who you were coming on, you know, getting onto the show. So thanks, James Mack. And I can hear myself.
Uh-oh.
Boy,
I
hate that.
I did too. It's horrible when that happens. Well, I do have another caller on the line for you, Brian. It is also a 413 number. At this time, I'm going to have you come on to the show. Welcome to Brian's Birthday Bash.
Hi there. I just want to send along a happy birthday wish. Happy birthday, Brian.
Well, thanks, Jay.
He knew your voice right away.
And here you are, whooping up on your birthday, doing your show.
You got it.
In Florida, hanging out with Mickey Mouse, eating peeps.
That's not until, yeah, December. We're getting there.
Because somebody else got a birthday coming up.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I wonder who that is. I'm long ways away. You're all going to forget about it by then, so that's okay.
No.
I won't. All right, I'm going to hang up with you. I'll get back to your show.
Great. All right, well, thank you
so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Wow, we're getting a lot of calls tonight. You knew his voice, like, immediately. Like, that's a voice. Yeah. If anyone else would like to call in, just private message me. If you'd like to say happy birthday to Brian, if you've spoken to him before, it's kind of fun to see if he can figure out if he recognizes your voice or not. So we're having fun here tonight with that. You know, I wasn't planning that. That's kind of the thing that's kind of rolled into the show tonight, which is a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, yes. Boatloads of fun.
So what's your new outlook for the year? Like, what's your outlook for the year? What do you see in your future?
I see a lot of my things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Share.
Well, unfortunately, Cher's not part of it. I wish she was, but she's not. But I just have things coming up that I'm doing. But other than that, I mean, I'm starting this new job and things seem to be going very well. I'm back in my element. So it works perfectly for me than what I was previously doing. So I got that going for me. And I have, you know, like I said, I have certain events coming up. So I'm looking forward to doing little things throughout the year in either to get to the big one. Although that's the reason why we take our winter break in the month of December, because my Disney trip is coming up. Which I can't wait. So I already have plane tickets. I'm ready to go. I can't wait. I just want to get out of Massachusetts. So, but that's a little ways away. So I like to plan out little things beforehand so that way I can look forward to the little things, you know, throughout the year. So I know that the major one is coming up in June. So I will not be doing a show from there because it doesn't fall on a Thursday. I'm going to Maine in June. I'm considering it a family reunion, and I'm pretty sure she'll watch this at some point. So I'm gonna go visit my sister for the first time ever. So I have that going for me.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So that's June. September, I'm going to be September 1st is the next big thing. That's Reba McEntire in Tanglewood. So if anyone's going to Tanglewood for Reba McEntire, I'm going to be there. Whoop, whoop. That's September 1st. And then that's it. Until December. But I might do something in December, but I'm not sure yet. So before I go to Disney, like 2 days before I go to Disney. I would love it to. Celine Dion is coming to Boston and the Albany area, folks, in December. So get those tickets. And that's what I would like to do, is see her before I go down to Disney. So maybe. I don't know. I haven't figured everything out. So see. Yeah. And then, you know, the little trips in between, spring and summer. Spring's here. Maybe. I don't know if it really is. But summer's coming. I'd like to take the show on the road, go somewhere, do something. You know, so
Yeah, we need to do something. We need to go somewhere, Sarah.
I do. But I have a lot planned for this year. I'm actually looking to purchase a house this year, so I'm kind of all, like, looking around, starting to decide, like, it's probably going to be the last house I ever buy because I'm getting to that point where I just want, you know, to be somewhere for the rest of my life. So that's a lot of considering to do, you know, and looking around. I'm going to Trulia and Zillow and all these places, and it's fun, though. I'm having more fun looking at these places and drooling over the ones I can't afford. But, yeah. We have a one of our Crane mansions up here in Dalton is going for $1,100,000. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped. I was like, wow, it's beautiful. But yeah, no. But yeah, no, I love looking at the houses, but I just hope I can find something soon. So
yeah,
it's a lot of things to consider.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be busy moving by August. So kind of giving myself some time here to look around.
Mm.
Yeah, exciting. But to move again, you know, it's such a pain in the butt. Ugh.
Yeah.
I dread that, but yeah. One more time. Well, Brian, it's not only your birthday, it's also National Cordon Bleu Day. Do you like that by chance?
I do like chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah.
Yes, I do like
chicken. Oh, you share the day with that day.
Awesome.
Yeah, and also burrito day. So if anyone's out there has had their cordon bleu or a burrito, today's the day they celebrate on Brian's birthday. And also one more, it's International Carrot Day. I thought it was kind of funny to save that one for last because I know you like the color orange.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually like carrots?
I like carrots.
Huh.
They're good for your eyes.
How about carrot cake?
Carrot cake, yeah. I like carrot cake. Depends on who I get it from.
Hmm. Interesting.
I like carrot cake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So it's kind of interesting to me, too, that you like orange. It's also vitamin C day, which you're telling me to drink orange juice. So there you go. Start drinking your orange juice. Now the season's changing. I think, you know, more people are having allergies this time of the year. Oh, it's been horrible for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the weather has kicked in here in the Northeast. It was pretty nice the last couple of days, and then Brian, the sad news is tomorrow they're talking about a wintry mix with rain, and it's getting a little bit colder for a day. Ugh, I don't want to see it.
But yeah, it's supposed to be 60s over the weekend.
Yeah, we're all going to be sick.
I don't know. Everyone's going to be sick. It's crazy.
Mother Nature is having her attitude, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know it.
Mood swings. But yeah. So, well, Brian, it seems like you've had a fun birthday. I mean, I really hope this was a good ending to your day, you know, kind of all these people.
Yeah, I appreciate everyone calling in. Yeah, most definitely. So a lot of people, obviously, I was supposed to know, and other people that, you know, I haven't heard from in a while. So, yeah, it was good. Yes. So thank you, everyone, for calling in. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wait, how about just a few more minutes left of the show?
You can see what's left. I mean, I'm looking at the clock, but that clock is probably different than what I'm looking at. So I can see everything. I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's different being on that end, right? Like I said.
I'm just sitting here. I'm not, like, I have nothing in front of me except for Facebook. Like, so, yeah. So there's probably about, oh, I don't know, 9 minutes left to the show. And, yeah. So if anybody else out there, message Sherry on Facebook. You want to quickly call in and say hello, or, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Happy Halloween, whatever. Now's your chance. We'll probably take maybe one more caller. If anyone wants to call in, they can. If not, that's okay, too. So.
This is a long show tonight. We usually only do an hour. We've gone into almost an hour and 20 minutes now. And, you know, Brian, I completely forgot. You know, this is something we do have to remember. People who do try calling into the show, there are certain cell phones that cannot call Blog Talk. I didn't know if you knew that or not. For some reason, they have a problem trying to get into Blog Talk. And I've had two of those callers tonight. So I just want to let you know. I don't know why. I don't know what the problem would be, but it's been stated a couple times now.
You can always call it on to know, sure.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if you guys have the number you would like me to try and call you on, please get back to me. I'd be more than happy to try and get you on the line here with Brian and I. And
yes.
Okay. But you guys have to give me a number because I don't have a number. But someone you know very well, who's been a regular listener to our show, Billy Scrivens has problems with his phone connecting to Blog Talk.
I didn't see Billy in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually invited him on one of Sherry Clip's shows to possibly co-host one night, just to because he really wanted to meet the guest that I had on, and there's a problem with his cell phone. I completely forgot. Like, he's not the only one who said that. I've had a couple people come to me and tell me that, you know, certain cell phones for some reason don't connect to Blog Talk. So
that's weird, but you can dial up, just letting you know that. So,
oh, okay.
Now that we're paid subscribers,
right? Thanks for all of our donations. This is great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what that little phone button icon is. You know what the number is or the button. So, yeah. Not much people talking here in the Facebook chat here. What's going on? People are getting tired, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's hitting that time about 10:30.
Yeah.
So, Brian, can you show me one more time those? I just want to see, was it pancake and syrup? Is that, like, real?
Yeah, pancake.
Is it just the color, or is that what they actually taste like?
Assuming that's what it tastes like.
Which one out of all the ones you have would you be the one to be like, oh, no, it's got to be your favorite, the one you would want to try out of that?
Probably root beer.
Root beer? Yeah. Okay.
Probably root beer. No. But as we're talking, I know that we're winding down. I'm just going to snap this picture because I want to send this to Pete. On our Twitter page. Don't forget, folks, we're on Twitter, so make sure you follow us. At @Brian_Sherry. That is our Twitter handle. And we're also on Instagram, so make sure you follow us on Instagram, @Bri_Sherry Show. That is our Instagram. I'm just going to quickly send this to peeps. Oh, and I almost forgot that tonight's show is brought to you by GameStop. Power to the player. Yay! For more information, go to our website, BrianSherryShow.org. I can hear myself. It's so annoying. So, yay. Okay. So, let's post this. Because they have to follow me. Even Twitter knows it's my birthday. I have balloons flying up.
Hmm.
That's weird.
That's cute.
a tweet. Oh, there we go. Add a picture. Okay. Peeps. Add. Oops. See at Peeps brand. I love you. I can't wait for Easter. Then again, Peeps are available all year. Tweet. I just tweeted. So, yeah, but anyways, we're winding down to the last couple of minutes here on the show. I may not have control, but I guess I can end the show. See, I have balloons flying up. Twitter knows it's my birthday. And then they just sit at the top of the screen. See that? I don't know if you can see. No, you probably can't.
The screen keeps going in and out, so.
Yeah, it's weird.
I haven't been able to see you tonight, so.
That's okay. But now we're going to go to Instagram.
Oh, there you go. I can see it once it you've shown it on the Facebook Live. I can see it.
Cool. Cool beans. Next. Next. Write a caption. I love you at Peeps and Company. I need a follow. Please.
She's begging Peeps Company.
I'm begging. This is...
Please, I beg you. Do you think that's going to work for real? Like, do you really think begging is the answer?
I will resort to anything. I don't know what more I can do.
True.
Like, true. I'm sorry, but I follow everyone that follows us. I follow back. It's only fair and it's only right. That doesn't mean that you need to talk to me. It just means that you're actually following me and I get super excited. But, you know, they're not following, so I'm getting really upset. I've been trying to talk to you. What are you talking about? I've been trying to talk to you. Who are you trying to talk to? I am talking to you.
Who are you talking to?
Lisa?
Oh, okay. All right, Brian, we got about a minute and 40 seconds left.
Oh, no. The show is coming to an end. I'm so sorry. This is terrible news. Actually, it's not because I got things to do left.
Mm-hmm.
Very important things to do.
Right. Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone in our Blog Talk Radio world who is listening tonight and everyone who's live on Facebook. I just want to say thank you for listening, and we all wish Brian Shepherd a very happy birthday and hope you've enjoyed his day. And I do have a caller, actually, Brian, real quick. I'm going to sneak them in.
Okay. The timer will keep going, so.
Okay. Hi, and welcome to Brian's birthday bash. Are you with us?
Who is it?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Brian. This is Matthew Fiok. I just wanted to come and say happy birthday.
What?
Yay, he called in for you.
I just, Sherry dropped me a line earlier, and I wanted to make sure that I made the appointment tonight. So, happy birthday, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I thought you were busy.
I do have a few shows different things coming up. I actually was sitting down just writing out my next playlist of what I need to be playing here. But I thought, you know what, I looked at the time and I didn't realize it was already getting to the 9 o'clock hour. So I thought, all right, well, perfect time right here.
He's behind us in time. Yeah, for us it's 10:30 p.m. So times got a little mixed up.
Yeah,
well,
thank
you for calling.
Right. Eastern Standard Time, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure glad I still got in to say happy birthday.
You made it. Yay. We're like, where is he? Is he going to call in?
Yeah. It was kind of crazy. I was actually starting to check my Facebook, and I'd seen a posting, and you guys were on. I go, oh yeah, there you are, smiling, big beautiful smile there, sir.
Well, Matthew, I have to tell you, thank you so much for calling in, because you really did just make Brian's birthday the best ever.
Yeah.
He is a huge fan of yours. Huge.
All right. Hey, always got to make time. Always got to make time for people. So I view it as they're the most important. That's the whole reason why I get to do music. So love it. Yep.
Nice.
Brian, how old does this make you? 21? 22?
Yes. How did you know? Wow, you're good.
I've been watching your posts. I tune in regularly.
Oh. See, Brian?
Yep.
Check it out.
I've been watching.
Oh, good. We've got to get you on our show at some time here.
Yep, I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
Yeah. When you get a minute, please let us know. We got to get you on.
Yeah. I've got some more stuff coming up, so I would love to reconnect with you guys. Yeah. And I might have to sometime make it actually a trip out to where you guys are at.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Eventually, that's the plan. So, seems to be one of the happening places. Yeah.
Well, it's our show. What's happening?
That's for sure. That's for sure. Yep. So, Brian, is this actually your is this your birthday today? Is the day, or is this just like a day late or early or what?
Nope. Today is my birthday.
Today is your day. Oh man.
Yeah.
What have you done other than being on the air? Have you been kind of getting around town, bumming around town, getting people to get you free stuff, drinks, whatever?
You know, I wish I thought of that, but I didn't. Yeah, no. Maybe tomorrow.
Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I know a few people that do that for about a month long, and they just keep going. It's got to be tiring after a little bit. Every single day, oh, gosh, here comes Matthew again. He's going to be asking me for something. This is birthday month. However that works.
Yeah.
I've never done that one before. It's usually just a day. I keep to that, but anyway.
Right.
Brian, you're kind of quiet. I can't be talking a whole bunch.
Sherry.
was that a complete surprise for you?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to lie.
Good. I wanted to make sure. I think I probably even surprised Sherry there a little bit, considering the time change.
you did. You really did. I'm so happy to hear from you, really.
Yeah, gosh. I'm still on, even in my head, I'm still on West Coast time. It's, been living here in Texas for the past, 5-6 years, and I still haven't switched over. Everybody's going, you need to go to bed. Oh, no, it'll be fine. I'm always losing an hour of sleep, but having a case or 2 hours, whatever it is now. But anyway, yeah. Again, Brian, happy birthday. I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time, but I just wanted to call in and wish you happy birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yep.
Very nice. Matthew Syak, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate everything, and you taking your time to call in is really special to us. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly. Absolutely. You guys have definitely landed on my radar, and I'm grateful for you guys. So, yeah, absolutely.
Great. Thank you. And best of luck with all your endeavors coming up. You know, we talk about you and think about you constantly, and sending prayers that everything goes your way and works out for the best.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And again, I hope to be making my way in that direction towards you guys here, hopefully here pretty soon, so I can connect with you guys face to face. It'd be nice.
Oh, that'd be really nice. Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thank you.
Oh,
what's that?
Hmm? Oh,
what'd you,
no, I'm
what'd
sorry.
You
I was... No, go ahead. Brian, were you saying something?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, you're still speechless. I got you.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and let you guys go. I got to get back to my list of songs. I'm trying to get myself mentally prepared on Saturday because I get to open for a guy. He's the, number two runner-up for America's Got Talent season two. Anyway, he's playing in the area, so I get to jump on that show with him. So it's a great thing. So I got to, write out my game plan. Anyway, keep him busy. Keep it on the roll.
Yes, keep us posted.
Yes, I most certainly will. And I'll get back on with you, Sherry. I have not forgotten, and I would love to jump on. So anyway, you guys are a blessing to me. So anyway, I'll jump off here, and I'll let you guys go. But Brian, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Have a good
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, have a great night, and thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, Sherry. Bless you guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, wow. Your birthday wish came true. That was really great. That's one thing, you know, I got to remember these people who are like 3 hours behind us to remind them that, you know, the time difference, you know, you forget all about it. Just forget. So.
All right. Well, anyways, it's time to close the show. No more. It's done and over with. I hope that Matthew Fayok does not watch this show. but he's going to be too busy to do that anyway. So I want to thank everyone for watching the show. Don't forget, for more information, you can visit our website by going to briansherryshow.org. You can find us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/Brian_Sherry. We're also on Instagram. Please follow us on Instagram. We love followers. @Bri_Sherry Show. We're on there. And of course we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Brian.Sherry Show. So, you guys are going to have to wait until next Thursday, obviously, for our next show. And on next week's show, we're going to be talking with Charles Karen and Eric Marquette Sr., from the New Hampshire Paranormal Research Society or Research. Society, whatever.
Yep.
Close enough. So paranormal people are going to be on next week, and I can't wait to talk to them. So other than that, I want to also thank everyone for calling into the show. I can't name all of you people, but you know exactly who you are. Thank you very much. And Sherry for hijacking the show. And of course, for Matthew Fayok calling into the show and talking to me. That was very special.
Hello.
And I really don't like you right now. All right, everyone. Have a fantastic night. Have a great weekend. Be careful tomorrow with the weather. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brian, and all of our listeners. But happy birthday, Brian. I hope you enjoyed your Brian's birthday dash episode.
Oh, I did. I'm going to be listening to this later.
All right, everyone. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Brian and Sherry 5.0. Online 24/7 at briansherryshow.org. Like them on Facebook at brian.sherryshow. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye, everyone. See you next week.